I remembered hearing a few times over the years that Mrs. Creed had been raised in the boondocks and that she'd had a hard life, but it never struck me as anything important. This time, my eyes stuck on her as I watched her mouth move.
They're not the victimized, misunderstood little darlings you make them out to be sometimes, Glenn. My father was a drunkard. He used to tie me up with ropes and hang me upside down from the tree outside my bedroom window. After all the beatings I took as a kid, don't try and talk to me about any Boone being incapable of murder.
Don't you think you're generalizing a bit?
Mr. Ames asked quietly.
Not about Beau Richardson. Are you forgetting what Mr. Richardson did to my Christopher last year?
Mr. Ames sighed. I shifted around some more, and Allie was sucking air in and out like there was no tomorrow. This felt all wrong, but there didn't seem to be too much to say. I didn't need the graphic detail about Mrs. Creed being hung out with ropes to dry. It gave her some unfair advantage in my mind.
Pushing him over the bleachers is bad, Sylvia, but it doesn't amount to plotting a murder and covering it up,
Mr. Ames said.
I've had problems with Beau Richardson, but he takes care of a lot of younger children at home, and he's got a good and responsible side as well. Don't forget, I've had problems with Chris too, Sylvia, and I've also given him every possible break.
In other words, Mrs. Creed should lighten up on Beau due to the fact that so many teachers and principals had to break up fights thanks to Chris's obnoxious streak.
Well, it's not my fault that other children saw my son as an easy mark.
She shrugged it off.
And need I remind you, there is a Boone sitting in the Steepleton lockup who confessed to extortion in my son's disappearance?
I blocked all bad thoughts out of my mind and repeated what I had said in the cafeteria. I made the phone call, Mrs. Creed. That's the truth.
Oh, no, it's not.
She stared at me, so sure, so unshakingly confident. She even broke into a snotty laugh like I was oh so stupid and didn't get anything over on her for a minute. I went on in frustration.
Mrs. Creed! Beau knew you were mad because he pushed Chris off the bleachers last year. He was afraid you were going to accuse him of this, just because of the bleachers thing. He wanted to go into your house to see if he could find evidence of what really happened. I made the phone call so that he could get the evidence, so he wouldn't go to jail, and so everybody who counts on him could have a chance at not going down the tubes with him. It was me. I did it. That's the truth.
She stared at me like a corpse. I could not read her thoughts to save my life. Allie cleared her throat. Her voice still shook, and I wanted to throttle her for her voice shaking, because we needed some strength to fight this woman's unblinking sureness. And Mrs. Creed, I was with Beau when we moved that file onto the computer disk. We got it from the library. It was already in the library's files. All we did was move it, I swear to...
Now you listen to me.
Mrs. Creed was up and hovering over Allie's face so fast it looked like a military maneuver. Mr. Ames stood up, but she kept right on, almost nose to nose with Allie.
You people can sit here and tell your lies until hell freezes over. I do not care what you say or what your agenda is. I care about one thing. Taking that boondock kid who destroyed my life and making sure his life gets destroyed next.
She draped her handbag over her arm and straightened up stiffly.
Thank you for this most enlightening conversation, Glenn, about chaperoning dances and curfews.
This sucks, my brain screamed. But her exit line to us was,
Beau Richardson is going to hang.